بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ذو العزة والقدرة والهيبة والجبروت والملكوت والكبرياء والعظمة. وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عبده ورسوله، صفيه وخليله، حبيبه ومصطفاه، بعثه الله بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إليه بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فأشهد وربي أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركنا على المحجة ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى لقاء رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That divine verse is contained in Surah Al-Sharh or Surah Al-Inshirah, which is the 94th Surah of the Holy Quran. Surah Al-Sharh was revealed in the city of Mecca after Surah Al-Duha. The sole and main aim of Surah Al-Duha, of Surah Al-Sharh, was to comfort and console Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through in the early stages of Islam. He was treated as an outcast by his own people of Quraysh. They saw his new message of Islam as a black eye to their reputation. The clan elders took a unanimous resolution to recalcitrate against his mission, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. He was abnegated a platform for conveying the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His helpers and companions were ferociously and harshly tortured, while some others were murdered in cold blood. As he took rounds in the streets of Mecca, putting up with the harsh conditions of Mecca, like the scorching sun, in order to invite them to the path of piety and prosperity, what he got in return, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, was jeers and mockery. That was undoubtedly very tough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Inshirah to encourage Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and promised him unimaginable relief. This demonstrates that a Muslim may undergo a particular test in this life. The test might be in his health, in his wealth, or even in his life. For example, by being under constant fear of an impending danger due to insecurity, and the list goes on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, and we will test you with something of, ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف, with something of fear and hunger and loss in the wealth, lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to those who are patient. وبشر الصابرين. Who are the patient ones? The patient ones are the ones when they are stricken by calamity, they say, indeed we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed we will return to Him. What is their reward? أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة. Those are the ones upon whom will be blessings and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the ones who are truly guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a true Muslim who displays an unconditional meekness and submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should receive with an open heart whatever that is decreed by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never questioned by anyone about what he does, but the human beings will be taken to task. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never questioned about whatever he does, but the human beings will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a calamity befalls upon a Muslim, his faith should not be quivered by it. In fact, his faith should be anchored by the test, knowing that it is a do or die scenario in which you have to prove the sincerity of your iman and eventually triumph. However, we can deduce from the verses of the Quran and from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam some of the reasons and the wisdom behind being put to test by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To begin with, a moment of hardship is an opportunity for earning higher ranks. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the greater reward is with the greater test. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, he puts them to test. Whoever shows pleasure, then he will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever exhibits displeasure, then he will reap the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith is in Tirmidhi and has been classified as Hasan by Shaykh Albani alayhi rahmat. This does not mean, however, that a person should not express pain when he is facing a trial or a difficulty. It's obvious that the person will feel the pain and he might even express it. But the displeasure mentioned here is for the one who thinks bad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is for the one who blames Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sees the test as a sort of being subjected to injustice and trouble by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exalted is he. Anyone, therefore, who reacts in that manner has treaded the wrong path. A Muslim's belief towards tests is that a test is a blessing in disguise. And once you pass that test with patience, then you will reap immense rewards. Calamities in form of tests are among the sunan, the conventionary practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe, which will be inflicted on each and everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you think that you will go to Jannah and that which has befallen those who came before you has not been afflicted on you? They were touched with poverty and hardship. Massatumul al-ba'sa'u wad-dharra. And they were shaken until the messenger and those who believed with him said, when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Mata nasrullah. Unquestionably, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near, but for those who are patient. Difficulties unveil the true nature of a person. By saving the good from the bad, the righteous from the wicked, the believers from the hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, The Holy Quran, Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do the people think that they will be left by just saying, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without being tried? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will try them the way we tried those who were before them, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make evident those who are truthful in their iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make evident the lies. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Tests and trials make explicit the degree of the truthfulness of one's iman. Claiming something is different from acting on it. Many people claim to be having true iman, but the tests will prove that. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring tests to the believing people so that the true believer and the untrue believer can be distinguished by those tests. حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. It is quite overt how sinful humans are. Anyone who claims to be sinless is just making a barefaced lie. Therefore, we need an expiation for our indefinite number of sins. Tests are the ones which expiate the sins of the believer. Tests expiate the sins of the believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that the tests are expiation for the sins when he says, and the hadith in Muslim narrated by Abu Huraira, a Muslim is not afflicted by hardship, sickness, sadness, harm, worry, depression, even if he is pricked by a thorn, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates his sins because of it, because of the tests he is going through. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us to test and we show patience, the reward for that patience is Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as saying, and the hadith is known, this kind of hadith is known as Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have no reward except Jannah for any slave of mine who shows patience and anticipates for my reward when I take away from this world the favorite person to him. Therefore, it's inevitable for us Muslims to show patience when we are undergoing tests and trials. And the rewards for that patience are very great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. What are their rewards? أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allahu Akbar. If you have been tested with ill health, poverty, insecurity, loss of dear and near ones, lack of children, and many other kinds of tests, if you show patience, then you stand the best chance of getting enormous rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which people strive for day and night. What are those rewards? The first reward for your patience is أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. They will get blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People pray for blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. If you have sabr, if you show patience, in other words, you have a shortcut to earning the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second reward is wa rahmah. They will be covered in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who among us does not yearn for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For the patient ones, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a guarantee. And the third reward is وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Guidance, hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance at least 17 times a day by reciting اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. Give us hidayah. And despite repeatedly requesting for that guidance, we don't have a guarantee of getting it. For the patient ones, hidayah is a guarantee. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Therefore, as Muslims, when we face tests, when we face trials, we have to be patient, waiting for the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslims, do you know what it means to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It means to be loved by the king and the owner of everybody and everything. It means success in all your endeavors. It means to be secure and content in this world and in the hereafter. If you show sabr during trials, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will for surely love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those ones who are patient. The desire, constant and the constant and unchanging desire, which every Muslim has in mind, is to arrive at the everlasting victory of attaining Jannah and being saved from hellfire, from Jahannam. That one will be granted to the patient ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. I have rewarded them today for their patient endurance, and they are the attainers of success. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Let's therefore learn to show patience during difficult times, and by restraining ourselves from any harmful action, as well as persevering with unwavering resoluteness in carrying out all our obligations. The reward for the patient ones comes without measure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. All the righteous slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went through very tough times, and they crossed over to relief by being steadfast in their iman through showing patience. Take Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as an example. He went through a lot of challenges. He was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to slaughter his own son, whom he sired at a very old age. Both son and father went through those trying moments by showing patience. Prophet Yusuf alayhi wa nabiyina salatu wasalam, he faced a lot of trials and tribulations, from being thrown into the well by his dear brothers, thereby parting ways with his kith and kin, to being sold and falling into slavery. Then it doesn't break off at that. He falls prey to a conspiracy which is hatched against him, and serves 7 years in prison. Then after all that, he comes out as a vanquisher. What has been keeping him all through that? What is the secret? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to us, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Anyone who shows piety and patience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow the rewards of those who do good deed to get lost. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Let's therefore show patience and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sabr and patience in all the trials that we face. The prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala faced great tests which costed them their dear life. Prophet Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam was an archetype for that. He was cut into two pieces, and he was still patient on that. The sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went through variety of tests, a lot of tests, but they were still steadfast in their iman. Imagine leaving your own homeland and property and emigrating to an alien land, unaware of what you will expect in that land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them for that sacrifice, and He revealed on that account verses which will be recited till the world comes to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. And the poor immigrants who were expelled from their wealth and property. Why were they expelled? Why did they leave their property? They were searching for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were seeking His favor and His approval subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were the helpers, helping and supporting the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Those are the ones who are truthful in their iman. Imagine of facing your own father and brother in the battlefield, knowing that they might get killed any minute, and you can do nothing about it. That's what happened to the Sahaba on the eve of the Battle of Badr. Members of the same family were in different camps of the army. That never made the Sahaba to doubt their iman or give up their iman. They showed an exemplary patience and firmness in their iman. I suppose you all know of the story of Urwa ibn Zubayr, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was among the tabi'een. He suffered an illness which resulted into the amputation of his leg. After the surgery, a man came to visit him. He thought that the man came to pacify him for the loss of his leg. And he said, Urwa ibn Zubayr said, if you have come to give me condolence for losing my leg, then know that I have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with patience so that He may reward me. There is no need to pacify me for that. The man said, I have come to tell you that your son so and so fell into the stable, animals ran over him, and he died 1 hour ago. Imagine of that. He lost a part of his body, and in the same day, within a matter of hours, he lost one of his children again. What do you think Urwa ibn Zubayr said? How do you think he reacted, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? Urwa ibn Zubayr said, oh Allah, you took one child from me and left me many. You took one organ from me and left me many. You have tested me in my body and you have left me in full health. That is the only comment he made, Urwa ibn Zubayr, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar, ya subhanallah. Look at that kind of patience. A person today, if he faces any test, he may start blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attributing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which is he is exalted from, of injustice, harm and trouble, forgetting the many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he has been enjoying for many years. An oxygen mask to help you breathe is not for free at the hospital, but breathing normally and naturally is free. Who has given you that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If humans were to receive not a monthly but an annual bill just to make payment once a year for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one could afford to make that payment. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever favor and bounty you have, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. If you try to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot enumerate them. But humans in general are unjust and ungrateful. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Ali ibn al-Hasan narrated the story of an old pious man. He was old, blind, and he was paralyzed as well, lying helpless on his bed. A man came to visit him while he was in that condition. And he said to the sick man, O father of Muhammad, how are you feeling this morning? The man had just one reply to that question. He said, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the dominion of the earth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me die while on Islam. That is it. He never made any other statement. He never complained. He never said anything else. Allahu Akbar. He is in pain, paralyzed, lying on bed, but he's thinking about his khatima, his end. Their patience was a source of support and relief for them. The desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while still on Islam made them forget any other pain they were going through. We all know the story of the two companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talha and Sulaim. Their child died at a very young age. Abu Talha was on a journey when the child passed away. When he came back from the journey, Sulaim was very strong that she had the guts to hide her pain from Abu Talha. She didn't tell him the news so that he doesn't get a shock. When he took his rest, she told him the sad news about the death of the baby. Abu Talha and Sulaim never complained. He went to Rasulullah and told him about what happened. Rasulullah prayed to Allah to bless the family of Abu Talha and Sulaim. And they were blessed by 9 sons, all of whom memorized the Holy Quran. That was the reward of their patience from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day a man said to Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu ardaah, "Oh Abu Dharr, all your children have vanished. They have died at a very tender age." Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu ardaah replied by saying, "Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took those children from me in this temporary life, and He will unite me with them in the eternal and everlasting life." Their sabr reached to the extent of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any test or trial. Sabr for a believer, for a Muslim, sabr is a shield against depression and many other psychological tortures that a person might go through while facing difficulties. However, a Muslim should not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim should always bear in mind that indeed with hardship there will be ease and there will be relief after that pain, after the test. The relief will either be in this world or in the hereafter. When relief comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will come in the best way, which even the person who was in pain was not anticipating for. A person might pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a relief of a particular kind, but the way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to relieve you is the best way without any doubt. We just cited the many ups and downs that Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam went through. He was in prison despite being innocent. The only wish he had was to come out of that prison. And that is why he told one of the two men who asked him about the interpretation of the dream, "Udhkurni inda rabbik," "Mention my situation to the king, lest that I may be set free." But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a better way of relieving Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam of his pain rather than just getting out of the prison. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam got back his freedom with great aggrandizement because the king himself wanted to meet him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the demand of the king to meet Yusuf after Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam interpreted the dream of the king. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ أَسْتَخْلِصْهُ لِنَفْسِي فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ قَالَ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. The king said, "Bring him to me, bring Yusuf to me alayhi salatu wasalam, so that I will exclusively appoint him for myself." The king wants to meet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in private without anyone being present there. Look at that prestige. Look at that honor. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was not expecting for that kind of relief. And as if that is not enough, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam becomes the second man in charge of the capacious kingdom of Egypt. Contemplate over that. How astounding. From being thrown into a well, slavery, then imprisonment, then at last and finally, he emerges as a ruler. That is how relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Therefore, wait for the relief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sabr. And when it comes, enjoy it with shukr. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua after that relief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to us about that dua where he says, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulki wa 'allamtani min ta'wil al-ahadith fatir as-samawati wal-ard anta wali fi al-dunya wal-akhirah توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Oh Allah, Rabbi, قد آتيتني من الملك. You have given me something of sovereignty and you taught me the interpretation of dreams. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. فاطر السماوات والأرض. Anta waliyyi fi dunya wal akhirah. You are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Cause me to die as a Muslim and join me with the righteous. Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. Another inspiring example is that of Prophet Yaqub alayhi wa nabiyyina salatu wasalam. He cried constantly, day and night, so that he may be for the loss of his endeared son Yusuf alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salatu wasalam. His itch was to meet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam once, and he didn't expect for anything more than that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to relieve Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam in a very unique and distinguished way. He wanted to meet an ordinary son, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunited him with his son while being a ruler. He left his simple and hard life in the up country to reside in the kingdom of Egypt with full honor and prestige, as he was the father of the ruling man in the country. That is how the relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. This shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the best plans for any one of us, despite your status, despite the tests you go through in this world. The relief comes to the believers also in the day of Akhirah, and that is by being in the abode of unending delectation, Jannah.
Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب وأكواب وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون.
Oh my slaves, enter Jannah. Oh my slaves, there will be no fear upon you today. Ya ibadi, la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. There will be neither fear nor sorrow upon you today. Who are those slaves? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Those who believed in my ayat, in my proofs, in my message that the prophets brought to them. وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. And submitted their will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Enter Jannah. You and your families will be honored today in paradise. Antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innal muttaqina fi jannatin wa na'im. The pious ones will be in gardens and they will be in pleasure. Jannah will relieve the believer of any hardship that he faced in this world. As soon as one enters Jannah, he will forget any hardship, any difficulty that he faced in dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik, and the hadith is in Muslim, when a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the most destitute of the people in this world, the one who faced a lot of hardship, a lot of difficulties, and when he enters Jannah, he will be asked, O son of Adam, did you ever see anything bad? Did you ever face any hardship? He will say, no, O Allah. I never saw anything bad, and I never faced any hardship in the world. Just by entering Jannah, he will forget everything bad that he faced in this dunya. It will be annunciated to the people of Jannah. As Rasulullah ﷺ told us, when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, an announcer will say, you have a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will live therein in Jannah and you will never die. You will be healthy therein and you will never fall ill. You will be young and you will never get old. You will be under constant bliss and you will never be miserable at all. That is the announcement they will get. That is the reward they will get for their patience. They faced a lot of tests in this world. Many problems in their wealth, in their health, in their lives, and the list goes on. They will be relieved either in this world. If it doesn't occur in dunya, then they will get their rewards in full, in Jannah, in the abode of honor. They will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best place. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore to relieve everyone of any pain. Let us always observe patience. And finally, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the dwellers of Jannah. Allahumma ameen. And that brings us to the end of the khutbah today. Whatever I have said right is not because of my knowledge, but by the guidance and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever wrong I have made is from myself and shaitan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. And after that, I dearly apologize to all of you. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْ إِنْ أُرِيدُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِّي أَنْ أَنَالَ بِهِمْ شَفَاعَةً وأكره من تجارته المعاصي ولو كنا سواء في البضاعة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على محمد وصحبه وآله والحمد لله رب العالمين.